Thousands of students are changing their college plans as a result of the pandemic. First-time enrollments are down, and many students canceled their fall courses. WQBUR's Kathleen McNerney has been checking in with one recent high school graduate since May as she works toward getting a college degree.
Doralee Hurtalou is one of those students who always had a plan for college.
I always wanted to go to Howard or Temple in fall. And experience homecoming, and experience that, just the freshman experience.
But when the pandemic hit, so did reality.
To have that, you know, dream be shattered, it sucked a lot. It was a very, very sad moment because not only do I not know what's going to happen in the next couple of years, but I don't know what's going to happen for the rest of my life because of COVID.
Last spring, Hurtalou was finishing her final semester at Arlington High School. She was taking classes at Middlesex Community College, part of a state-funded dual enrollment program aimed at helping more students access college. She had been accepted at both Howard and Temple and was waiting to hear if she would receive a scholarship. As the first wave of the pandemic hit, she doubled her hours as a receptionist at a nursing and rehab facility in Arlington, working 66 hours every 2 weeks.
I definitely need to work to pay for college, and I need to work to help around because right now my mom and I are the only ones who have a stable job bringing in money.
Her mom is a nurse in Newton, caring for patients with COVID-19. Her dad, an airline mechanic, had his hours cut during the first wave of the pandemic. As the fall semester neared, there was still a lot of uncertainty about what campus life would look like. So Hurtalou decided to keep taking classes at Middlesex.
Like if I go to Howard or Temple and I'm at home, I don't want to be spending Howard and Temple tuition to be at home.
And she's not alone. Last semester, over 600,000 Massachusetts residents changed their college plans, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Two-thirds of them canceled all plans to take college classes in the fall. The biggest reasons? Being sick with or worried about COVID-19 and not being able to pay for college courses because their income was affected by the pandemic. Jonathan Keller, Senior Associate Commissioner for Research and Planning at the State Department of Higher Education, is worried about big dips in first-time enrollments, particularly among low-income, Black, and Latinx students.
The big concern is, are we going to permanently lose this first-time cohort? Will they come back?
For Hurtalou, she does not want to lose the momentum she has worked so hard to build. Part of the reason she wanted to attend Howard or Temple is because of her experience as a Black Haitian American woman in a predominantly white district.
For the first 2 years of when I was at Arlington High School, I was completely silent. I didn't talk to anyone at all.
Her family had just moved to Arlington from Cambridge. She was in a new school and she felt very isolated. Only 4% of Arlington High School students were Black. There was only one Black teacher at the time.
I remember first day of school, freshman year, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, where am I gonna go? Like, what do I do? So I remember I was sitting at a table, and like when I sat there, no one talked to me.
By junior year, she connected with the mentoring program Leaders of Tomorrow, run by the Boston chapter of the National Black MBA Association. Billy Neumann worked with Hurtalou on her college applications.
She's a person that just has a significant amount of potential, and you know, I think she's also slowly realizing that potential within her.
Through the program, Hurtalou met Howard alumni and participated in college tours. She founded a Black student union and began calling attention to inequity and racism in the high school and in Arlington. Last spring, she, like many others, was galvanized by the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
I am tired of fighting the same fight. I am tired of repeating the same thing.
She and other Black alumni led a rally at Arlington Town Hall.
It is time for us to change. I do not want to cry anymore. I do not want to fight the same thing over and over again. I want to fight for change.
Hurtalou hoped to continue that activism in Washington, D.C. or Philadelphia in the spring semester. But by the fall, as she was preparing to apply as a transfer student to Howard or Temple, she worried they wouldn't accept all her credits from Middlesex. Her mom advised her to consider a state school.
Because I was thinking the same thing as well. I just didn't want to say it out loud and believe it. So when she said it, I was just like, yeah, she's right. There's really nothing I can do about it.
So Hurtalu enrolled in UMass Lowell this semester. Under a state program, all of her Middlesex credits transferred, putting Hurtalu on track to graduate with a bachelor's degree in 2 years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.